I'm looking at my local Kolkata tabloid this week. Pages after pages of pictures of partygoers at some of Kolkata's clubs having a gala New Year's Eve. All social distancing protocols were followed, said one interviewee. As if one can drink with a mask and party while socially distanced. But following all safety protocols has become the meaningless mantra of the new normal, lulling us into thinking we're safe just because someone pointed a temperature gun at us at the door and squirted some sanitizer onto our palms. During Christmas, thousands of people, many without masks, showed up to see the Christmas lights on Park Street, the epicenter of Kolkata's nightlife. Every year, there's a Christmas festival with carols and Santa Claus. This year was no exception. Again, everyone biasly talked about social distancing and masks, but the pictures showed neither. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It's not just Kolkata and Park Street, of course. We've been hearing reports of over 2,000 people partying at a rave in Brittany in France.
More than 2,500 partygoers, most without masks, have been crammed into this disused hangar for an impromptu New Year rave since Thursday evening.
They even assaulted the police officers who tried to break up the rave, which went on for well over 24 hours. One can understand the frustration, the urge to salvage something from a cancelled year. It's hard to stay in an indefinite state of hypervigilance for months on end. At the same time, the vaccine feels more like a reality than it did 3 months ago. Pleasure is just a huge part of our lives, something that makes the daily grind worthwhile. And it's tough to eschew it, and even harder when you see others merrily flouting the safety protocols and getting away with it. In a way, it's become that much harder to stay the course when a vaccine appears to be in sight. While the daily virus toll figures still appear in the newspaper, the news cycle does not obsess about them the way it used to a few months ago. The pandemic has not gone, but it has receded in some ways from our consciousness. The Indian government, which had asked us to bang vessels and blow conch shells in a bid to bolster team spirit early in the pandemic, seems to have run out of ideas as well. Political parties are holding rallies like it's business as usual. The plateauing infection numbers in many cities and dipping mortality rates are good news, but we forget that this is good news that has been hard won. The virus has not been tamed. Our infrastructure is just coping better with it. And as the United Kingdom and South Africa have discovered, there can be many a twist in the tale. This is when we need to reinforce safety protocols even more. This is when we need to boost people's resolve. This is when culture could step in to drive home the point. When Bengali soap operas resumed production after the lockdown hiatus, they all dutifully tried. In one serial, a woman running a catering business worked with a mask on her face. In another serial, the estranged husband of a young woman came down with COVID, adding a new urgent twist to their roller coaster love life. The family feuds, the mainstay of all the soaps, resumed, but rather awkwardly, with everyone standing a good foot from the next person while still arguing vehemently. But ultimately, the soaps lost steam. COVID was just too disruptive for storylines. The family socials were not meant to be socially distanced. Weddings with merely 20 guests just didn't work. COVID vanished like magic from the soap storylines, almost as suddenly as it had appeared. There were no masks to be seen anywhere. It was just too inconvenient to incorporate it into the story, despite all the platitudes about the new normal. At that time, I had rolled my eyes at scriptwriting laziness. But in retrospect, it's clear that the soap operas are not that removed from our own reality. At some point, we too shrug and just revert to old ways because it's too much hassle otherwise. We would have done well to remember what the old Christmas carol told us about Santa Claus coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake.
Happy New Year. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees us when we're sleeping.
He knows when you're